can't see the writing. So we said that could be a serious problem with Moich to take it off. That's called the Bach. So we waited, it's about a week, because I'm not reading again. So we said that, that's a problem. But if there's a bench with a plasticated laminated or something, and you've got something on top of that, that looks like it's about like a posthume. Falcon Zocher was shot by his medical there. He says there that's not on the letter, that's okay. And others say, if that's obscured in the letter, it's still a problem. Okay. So we said, let's start this today, very interesting share today. I wanted to bring a sample, actually, of a cake. Oh, with some writing on. I must tell you, someone told me a while ago, actually, he was an Esistrol. My was interesting Shabbos, actually. And there was a person who made a kiddush on Shabbos morning. And he had a lot to do with Baal Shuvahs. Because Shabbos morning, the person comes into the kiddush with a lovely cake with writing on it. And he says, hey, I want to give this to you as a present for the kiddush. He opens up the box. He opened the box, it had a beautiful cake packer. Written on the writing was Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echot. Hashem's name Mamash. So the person was quite clever, he didn't know what to do. So the Meister would come to this person, but what he did was he sliced off the top layer of the icing with some cake and he put it on his swan trunk. The problem was that got left there to Pesach. And on Pesach, he was like to look for a safer on Pesach. He went to his cupboard to get something, and he found a whole lot of icing with writing on it. It's a serious problem, actually, because you can't burn it. Got Hashem's name on. Problem. I don't know what you asked. What?
Letters. You can split up the letters.
Icing is a
problem. Because Hashem split out letters. That's what you do.
You would go break it up on a cake. Split it all up.
That's an interesting question now, because that's what we're going to talk about now. Let's come to our case over here. Okay, that's Mummy's. Let's talk to our question now. What our case is over here, Moshe? I don't know. Anyone had a birthday recently? No birthdays?
No, 21's a year.
Not near enough. Okay, well, Moshe, so let's say something happened and you got a nice cake written on it, Mazel Tov. And now it comes to Shabbos, you want to cut that cake. So there's two issues involved here. We're going to speak about issue number one today, and that is cutting the cake with writing on it. There's another issue, obviously, which we're going to speak about, and that is eating the cake. Because you're going to be doing, when you cut the cake and you split the letter out, is that moichuk? You've ruined the word. So you have a word mazel tov, mazel, let's say, and you take a knife and you cut the cake. So if you go through the letter mamish, that's mamish moichuk. That's a bit hard to justify. Any justification for that? To go through the letter mamish?
No. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. Like a jigsaw puzzle. You break up a jigsaw puzzle on Shabbos.
Yeah, that's not so simple. Unless you say my jigsaw puzzle is omen the cut.
It's omen
the
cut.
Yeah, it's only once omen. It's not omen to go backwards and forwards. So it's a bit worse then. There we have the swore. It's quite right. The swore that we're speaking about. We spoke about the chudei hasforim. Yeah, when you got writing on the chudei hasforim. So you open that. Sorry?
Yeah.
So you open it up, you break the letters when you open it.
Same thing with a piece of chocolate with the bird on or something.
What's a bird?
Get chocolates with pictures on. A bar of chocolate on each.
I don't know which chocolate you had, but it was a nice bird. Anyway.
It's a cow.
Oh, yeah, one with a cow. That's a bit better, rather. You'll see why. That's better than you or not. It's a good finish, why that's better, that one. But let's talk about normal writing. At the top, let's make it nice and simple to start with. It's completely different writing to the cake. It's icing writing. So it's completely separate to the cake. It's not built into the cake itself. It's on top of the cake. It's written mazel tov, yeah? So are you allowed to break that up? So the chayyim to pick a knife and cut through a letter, that is problematic, the chayyim. That is mamish. You're destroying the ice, and that's mamish moichuk cook. It's true you're not intending to do moichuk, I'm saying. You intend to eat a piece of cake. You're not really intending to do moichuk over here. Your intention is not rubbing out. You're certainly not intending to rub out to write later. That's not what your intention is. But what you're doing is you're rubbing out to psikarish. It's inevitable. As you go through the letter, you slice it, you're inevitably breaking the letter, which is the problem of moichuk.
It's Rabbonim, it's not because not Ksiv Shokayon.
Yeah, it's Rabbonim, because it's Moichel Shalamos Lichter, it's not running out.
What? You ask a Goy to cut it, would it be better?
Do you have to know? A Goy, you're allowed to ask a Goy to block on Shabbos if you've got a Hetzer of Shmus to Shmus. So you have to have some Hetzer, the Moshe, that makes it Shmus to Shmus. You can't stop as just ask a Goy. Generally, you can't go to Shabbos, you can't ask a Goy to on Shabbos, unless you've got a Hetzer. Right, so it's a Shmos to Shmos or various other tables. But otherwise, generally speaking, we don't like to ask a Goy what you can't do on Shabbos.
It's a good one.
Yes, it's a Torah Mitzvah. I don't know, it has to be a Torah Mitzvah, let's say. Yeah? So, there are a number of Heterim Chazal for this case. So, that's possible. To go through letters, that was a problem. Because Mr. Brown brings down each of the case. I must say, I don't really understand the tips that we've got nowadays. She and Mem sit cotton Ted's wall. Mr. Brown speaks about this case over here, going through letters. And he says, there's actually Ramon, says this. Also, Lishboy Ugar Shekost Walea Kamin Oishis. A person mustn't break a cake which has got writing on it. Even though he's only intending to eat it. The Haban Boichik. Cutting through the letters, you're running out the letter. As you cut through it, you destroy the letter. That is the problem of Boichik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kashak Suk, if the letters were written with honey, Hamurubamayim, mixed with water, Osham made peiros, or any other fruit juice, Gamkin Ein Lahachmi. What's that mean exactly? That's talking about it's very, very weak. The writing is not really a permanent writing. That means the writing is just leaving like a little roisha. I don't know if you translate roisha in English. It's like a, it leaves an impression. But there's no actual writing there. Now, I don't know which writing we've got like this nowadays. I don't know what it is. None of our writing, even the whipped cream, which is. It lasts for a bit of time, yeah? So I don't know any writer, I don't know what I'm seeing over here on the Mishnah Berurah's case, that the Mishnah Berurah's talking about, where the writing is mummy's very, very weak. It's all it is a roshim. Well, certainly, that's possible to say clearly, the icing that we use, and all these things that we use, and what you use, licorice or anything you use, that is permanent, and that is mummy's a serious one.
So
that
has an ice cream letter,
even ice cream, because mine's in the freezer, it lasts.
Yeah, but once you take it out, it melts, it's going to disintegrate, it's going to change.
But as it is now, you have to know, it's a proper letter.
Yeah,
so I don't know if you've got this heter. So this heter, I don't know which case you refer to. He was talking about a case of where you had a very, very weak letter. The letter was very, very weak. It just a ration, just made an impression. There's a slight mark there. There was nothing really there. That, he says, you can go through. Why? Also interesting what the heter is, exactly, but that looks like it's not a proper tzima. And therefore, the moichik is also better. Okay.
So, did you read Gamke?
Sorry?
Did you read the words of Gamke? Did I hear them anyway?
You probably heard right this word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not a problem, my friend, because the Mishnah Berurah makes another heter yet, but I'm not mentioning that yet for the time being. The Mishnah Berurah got two heter. No, the chedim kosav oishes v'dvash hamur v'mayim v'shar peiros gam kein ein lahachmen.
Ein lahachmen, the Ramur, it's going on the Ramur, yeah? The Ramur says mita.
The Ramur asks. Yeah, but the Ramur's talking about a case of proper writing. The Ramur's talking about proper oishes. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that these oishes are much schwacher, they haven't got a sheikh seam at all, therefore there's no problem.
That's what is the gamkein?
Gamkein, because the Mishnah Berurah mentioned another heter, which we're going to speak about. I haven't mentioned that other heter. The Mishnah Berurah's got another heter as well that's allowed. So that is quite right. So that's why he says gamke. Yeah, very good. So if we got any finally simpler tape, let's talk about any simpler tape. What would you say to a boy side? Can you cut in between the letters?
Can you put your mouth into the season?
Yeah, but that's right. That's right. To put the bag into it. Not when anyone's watching.
If you can put it back, okay, yeah.
Oh, listen. Can you cut in between the mazel tov? Can you cut the mem? It cuts slice between the mem, the slice between the zayin, means all the letters are intact.
Yes.
Why are you after that?
Like the fish.
Oh, very good. So that we've said about a few times already, that kirum oishas and richum oishas, just putting letters together is not a problem on Shabbos. So, Gimosh, let's say we spoke about, I don't know what, let's say you've got cards, let's say for example, out of base gimel, you can put them together, there's no problem. Bring letters together, provided it's not a permanent fixture, that is much to do. So the chayra to break the cake.
This is more permanent.
Yeah, that's true. You're quite right. When it comes to that, also, you're right. More permanent. You're taking a permanent thing with it.
Yeah.
So all you've done, you haven't done anything really. You've taken the backing with the letter and just broke it up. You're going to see eating is a different section. Yeah, we're talking about now. Can you cut the cake? That's stage one. Are you allowed to cut the cake? So the chayra to cut the cake between the letters, the chayra, that is okay.
But to put them together. In theory, what you're saying is would it be wrong because that's putting it into a fixture.
What do you want to get?
The cake together in one is in a fixed position now. It's not like some just cards that are separated that you're separating. You have a fixed thing which is stuck together.
Right. When you break your thing, you break
your
fixture.
You're being that. If put it together in a fixed place,
you come together again. Yeah. The same as you can put.
No, but beforehand, before you're not allowed to put things together in one form if they're separate.
Yeah.
That's called kosher.
Yeah.
So this now is solid in one thing, it's cuvée in one thing, and you're separating that.
Yeah, but you're separating the backing with it, just like you can.
But put you couldn't put this backing together in such a way to make it fixed in one half, one fixed thing.
You could join it together, that would be good.
Fixed in a fixed way.
Not fixed mammish, but that would also be a...
You're breaking a proper fixture, it's just a bit different.
Yeah, you're saying it's a bit worse. I must tell you, it's interesting what you're talking about, because the mosh, I didn't know them. Someone told me you can get, for example, very complicated these Mazel-Tov cakes, so sometimes you can buy a mold. It's like a ring with a written letters engraved on the ring, and you stick it onto the cake. And then when you want to eat the cake, you just lift the whole ring off with the Mazel-Tov. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. I haven't much money to explain so much about. It means you've got like a little circle, a metal frame, and on the metal frame is written Mazel-Tov, and you stick a stencil, and you stick it onto the cake. That, the chol, is much worse. Because like you're saying there, it was stuck onto the cake itself, which is firm, a backing, and now when you lift that off, you're taking away from the backing.
No, they're designed to put onto the cake so you can take it off.
I understand, it's designed.
It's not made on the cake.
No, it's not. It's
made on the
car. I understand, but when it's on the cake, it's a proper coaster because it's stuck onto a backing. When you lift it off, you're taking it away from its backing. I think that's much
worse. No, it's an icing backing. With the words on it.
It's an icing backing as well?
Yeah,
it's just the words.
It's a ring of icing with the...
Oh, really? Oh, that's much better.
Put it on and take it off.
Ah, it's got icing on it as well?
Yeah, it's, the backing is icing.
So I understand. So when you eat the cake, there's no icing and no words on it?
No, you take it completely off. No, the cake has its own icing.
And you put it on top of that icing?
You put it on top of that.
Oh, that's much better. Much better that case. And the mycelium, let's go by a normal case. So the mycelium got crazy. So I want you to go through the letter itself, to cut through the actual, not the letter itself, but to cut in between the letters. That many posthumes say is okay, Tucker. That is not a problem. And that is over here, let's see if we can find it over here. That's the heter of Kiribaisius and Rikabaisius. Your tag's a bit worse, but the mycelium, many posthumes seem to say this is okay. I'm just taking the letters off, cutting letters.
Yeah, on the cake. And biscuits.
A biscuit and a letter. That's
it. Or a number base.
You've got a big cake, or you have to choose the pink candy box.
Here, an Oracle Shabbos means it very powerful, actually. Oracle Shabbos says, Ogre should cost for the oysters and syndrome, and the cake which has got letters or pictures on it. Ain lach the oyster masakin or the shabra biyad. You must snap it, the letters. Im achito makakis the oysters and syndrome, if you're going to ruin the letters or the pictures. Im choyte heso uga, bein ha oysters, if you cut in between letters, raw horror. So that is a machlokes levaisa, and many people allow that in between letters. You must realize also, we've got script writing, where letters join together. So then again, in the Sefer Lamed says Rachis, he brings that if when you cut, you don't ruin the actual surah, stays the same. If you haven't gone through a letter to ruin it, that would also be okay. But if you actually, when you cut through it, you're going to ruin part of the surah of the letter, then you shouldn't do it. So far you've got eight number one, is to cut in between the letters. That's for cutting letters. Then Shlomo Zalman's got a very big chiddush. I must say, I don't really understand, but Shlomo Zalman's got a chiddush. Shlomo Zalman says if you, before Shabbos, you cut the cake. We don't separate it, you just cut the cake into sections. Let's say you've got a big cake, and you cut it into eight pieces. I don't know if you're going to buy them. Sometimes you see in the shops, the cake's already cut, yeah? But I'm talking about the cake is cut, and it's all still joined in its place. All you have to do on the shelf is just pull it apart. Now that's a chiddush. Why is that? Why should that be mutter?
And each letter is intact, each one?
No, there, even though the letter's cut. You can't even through a letter, might be. You didn't say you have to go through a letter. It's going to be that many letters separate. It's a new letter list. So here, I don't understand what's Shabbos. Why should we mutter?
Because it's already been separated before Shabbos.
It's like a jigsaw.
Yeah.
So this, I don't know, it's interesting. This, they seem to say, I can't cut this properly, but it looks like they seem to say, what?
Yeah.
They seem to say that this is based on the heter of Chodei HaSefer. This is based on the heter of Chodei HaSefer, which has got writing on the sides over here, which the Maisa, really, what did Mishmaru say about that case? That case there, where you've got writing on the paper here, and you want to open and close it on Shabbos, are you allowed to? So the Mishmaru is very interesting. The Mishmaru says, I'm going to find it. Here, he brought over here, same as goes on a Rosh Chodesh Daf of Oishah Tevis. Yes, Oishah Naposcha. Some say you mustn't open it. Now, I don't see a Shabbos Oishah, so I'll come with it. It's like rubbing out. Na chein gysio mewn am y coesw. A fel das rhan o mob yn siwa, yn ochr mwy zeo, a chein das ha bach rhaid. Meni achor yn hwrat mwta. Fe tam ond y cymryd o os y lyn o'r lyftoedd, tom i'n ddech am y siwm chi'n cael gysyn. It's meant to open and close. It's like a dormer building. Now, so, and Mr. Moore says that really, the ik ha loch is like this. It's just, if you can mach me, you should be mach me. But the ik ha loch is like this shitter. So here, have you got that header over here with the cake? Not only to open and close. The chayre here is much worse. Even so, the poskim wants to say that some poskim wants to suggest that this is mutter, because based on a variety of reasons, you're doing, it's a psikration here. It's moichuk shalom os lichtov. You're not writing. It's a kilkul. And those two svaras together, actually, you're about to put more rikas, but this together, combined, maybe allows you to take it if it's already been cut before Shabbos. Chiddush. So that's from Shlomo Zalman's Heter. If the cake was cut before Shabbos, but it wasn't separated, just cut through it left before Shabbos, it's already on Shabbos. All you have to do is pull the pieces away. From Shlomo Zalman seems to say that's much to do on Shabbos. Again, Aruch Shabbos leaves it right, he's not happy with this, and it brings over here. He didn't separate the pieces. And that means they're still writing there. He said it doesn't like so much. So where have we got a glaheter? We've got in between the letters the glaheter. There's another glaheter, which I've mentioned to you before. If a person, for example, were to slice the cake from the top, he goes right through underneath the writing, he takes part of the cake with it as well. And then he's got a glove.
Not separated.
It's not going to take a bit of the cake with you. You haven't done boira. If you just slice the writing off by itself, then the you might have a problem with boira. I'm not sure about this. Someone says no problem. I can't say why. The should be a problem with boira. If you just slice the writing off itself.
Without cake.
Without the cake. If you take off, yeah, you with me?
You can slice it with icing, not cake.
What?
You can do it with the icing.
Yeah.
Not but leave the cake.
You can eat the cake. If you've got icing on it. If you've got the writing straight on the cake.
So where the icing is quite thick.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, if you've got
icing.
I think you have to bring one of your cakes along. It seems like you're able to worst of these cakes. Yeah, you're right. If you can do that, the mice, you can do that. If your cake is the icing is thick, you can just slice with icing together with a bit of the oyster on top. That's okay. It's not boira. But just to slice mummish underneath the letters, the chayre should be a problem of boira, I would have thought. Yeah. And to pull the letters off, the chayre is a problem. To pull the letters off to eat it, each letter by itself.
You can't take it off the back of it.
You can't take it off the back of that chayre is a problem. Take it off the back of it might be a problem. That might be a problem. So the vine, we've got two glatter eights of the chayre. One is to cut in between the letters. That's one eitzah. Another eitzah is a slice underneath. That would be another eitzah. And leave the whole backing off, put it to the side, and eat the rest of the cake. All right, wait a second.
What happened to the Shmaya Sula?
That's a good point. Let me do that. Okay, that's a good shout out. Let me do that.
Can I say it's got a kedusha?
That's the chayre got a kedusha. That's a problem. That one. Yeah, the Shmaya Yisrael is a problem.
That's it.